An apparent plan by the US President Joe Biden to announce the withdrawal of the remaining 2,500 US troops from Afghanistan by September 11 risks sparking all-out Taliban attacks on foreign forces there, an analyst says. The announcement, due tomorrow, has also created deep uncertainty for planned new peace talks. September 11 marks the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks that got the US into Afghanistan in the first place, so it's weighted with symbolism. But it will breach an earlier deal with the Taliban. The plan also seems to defy warnings that a full withdrawal could see the quick collapse of the Afghan armed forces and government. Farkonde Akbari is a researcher on Afghanistan at the Australian National University in Canberra.
The Afghan government has indicated that without US support, it will take them 6 months to fall apart. And a bipartisan report by the US Congress suggested that after the US withdrawal or the US support, within 14 months, there are going to be threat of terrorist attack on US or US allies, let alone that it would definitely be a rollover the security forces in Afghanistan. So, I mean, the threats are there and they are very real. But at the same time, the Afghan forces have been conducting operations on their own. I mean, 97% of the time on their own. Without the US support, but the fact that they have been there even in post US Taliban agreement and then the US troops withdrawal, but there was some air support, especially when attacks were conducted by the Taliban on major cities. But a full withdrawal and without any NATO and US forces support to the Afghan security forces, I think it's very much likely that that they would really struggle to hold grounds against the Taliban.
I mean, in reality, the Taliban simply needs to wait out the departure, doesn't it? And then it can push to regain power.
Absolutely. I mean, we just heard that the Biden administration, after 3 months of review of the U.S. Taliban deal that the Trump administration signed, have announced that they will withdraw by September 11. And this is about 4 months, 10 days, I think, from now. And the fact that the timing has been there, it goes against all the expert analysis and recommendation to Biden administration that withdrawal of further troops has to be based on condition rather than a time. But the Biden administration has sort of said or justified their decision that condition-based approach has not worked in the past two decades. And quoting them, it is a recipe for staying in Afghanistan forever. But the Taliban are already surrounding major cities at the moment, waiting for that withdrawal. But now there is a bit of complexity in terms of the dates, because the U.S. Taliban agreement suggests 1st of May as the end of the U.S. troops in Afghanistan, so everyone had to withdraw by then. But the new date is September 11, symbolically on 20th anniversary of the 9/11/2001. Yes, the Taliban are going to wait out the time for another 4 months.
And isn't there some logic to the Biden administration's position? And we have to remember the official announcement is still to be made, so there's a lot of detail we still don't have. But isn't there some logic? Because it has been 20 years and the approach is, the approach shows no sign of securing a peaceful and secure and prosperous Afghanistan.
Look, Linda, the 20 years of war in Afghanistan, it was not a 20-year ongoing. It was 1 year war 20 times. And that's because the mandate was not clear. But in the last couple of years, it has become a lot more clear that the approach in Afghanistan has to be based on counterterrorism efforts. There is the threat of Al-Qaeda and the rise of ISIS. So it's narrowing down the operation. And as I mentioned earlier, the expert analysis and recommendation from international actors, including NATO, as well as the Pentagon itself, was that there are real and genuine threat of re-rise of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, because the Taliban have not kept their commitment of cutting ties with Al-Qaeda. And report has shown that, UN report has shown that, and as well as the another report, intelligence report by the US, published I think 3 days ago, indicated that as well. So the threat is there. I mean, not just for Afghan people and the Afghan government, but I'm talking here on the international level. And then for the NATO allies, it's a different story, as they have postponed their decision to withdraw fully, waiting on the US's decision, because the threat for NATO is a lot more immediate than the threat to the US, because they are a lot closer to Afghanistan, and also the overflow of refugee issues that are likely to happen and this year and the years to come.
You mentioned the deal that the Trump administration was trying to work on with the Taliban, set a May deadline for removing US troops. Now it looks like Biden is going to set September 11, as you say. Does it make any material difference? Will that be a problem in any way, in any particular way?
Indeed, it is a big problem right now, because the Taliban are very rigid on what they say. So they have been clearly saying that 1st of May is the deadline for full withdrawal of all foreign forces, and beyond that, it justifies the attack on the international forces. I mean, since 2020, we have not had any casualty of foreign forces or U.S. forces by the Taliban in Afghanistan. But beyond 1st of May, that threat is there, because they have already told their fighters that they can attack. It's justifiable for them. And secondly, the diplomatic efforts that has been going on in peace settlement efforts with the Afghan actors, that is being delayed. There was a call for a conference in Turkey on 16th of this month, but the Taliban just rejected 2 days ago that they are not going to participate in that conference, which was aimed to sort of come up with a deal on a transition government, where all Afghan actors could sort of come up with a decision that they would come to a power sharing deal on a transition government, and then negotiate and then form a government later. But the Taliban rejected that, saying that because we don't know the fate of that May 1st deadline, that's why they're not going to participate. The new date for that conference, which is very important for Afghanistan's fate and for the people, is now on 26th of April, and it is likely that the Taliban will continue to not participate in that. I think the Biden administration, it looks like that they have not negotiated the extension of beyond 1st of May deadline with the Taliban themselves. That is why we are facing this deadlock now with the talks, and as well as with the risk of attacks on foreign forces.
Now, we should remember, of course, this isn't just about machinations between governments and militias and terror groups. It's about the Afghan people, isn't it? What do you think will be the response from the Afghan people, and I guess particularly from women, for example, at the thought that the US forces will be leaving?
Look, Linda, 20 years ago, the US and it's all the coalition forces that joined that intervention in 2001 justified the war in Afghanistan by using the rhetoric of unveiling the Afghan woman. They said that the Taliban have been discriminatory to the woman And then we had like a fully on apartheid, gender apartheid system in Afghanistan, where women were imprisoned at their at the four walls of their home. And now that this withdrawal is happening 20 years later, and the sort of information that is emerging, the issues of Afghan women is barely there. The press conference from the Biden administration, where they sort of talked about this September 11 withdrawal, they did mention that they are going to diplomatically do their best to support the gains of Afghan women. But we know words and then what is practically happening in Afghanistan. Afghan women have been very hopeless, especially now, because we thought after the Trump administration, the Biden administration would act more responsibly. And but now it looks like that it is very political rather than being humanitarian or having a consideration for the humanitarian issues that is likely to unfold in Afghanistan, especially against the Afghan woman.
Farkhonde Akbari, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Pleasure is mine, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Farkhonde Akbari is at the ANU.